Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
So who wouldn't like to save some dough, especially in this recession economy that just seems to drag on and on with pay freezes and layoffs? What if I told you that in the next 15 minutes, you could give yourself a $5,000 raise this year? That might make you stick around and continue to tune in. We've got some great strategies for that from the author of Brilliant Frugal Living. Kristen Agopian joins us on the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Burke, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Now, I hear little ones in the background, so as a father myself, I know that it's tough to just keep groceries in the house, much less be able to get ahead of the game, so I want to hit you up for some strategies. But first, I want to ask you how you became the frugal living queen.
Well, let's see. I wrote my book, Brilliant Frugal Living, in 2009, and it seems to have hit a niche just at about the time that it was handy to start thinking a little frugally again. We had just started to have that bit of a downturn in the economy, and a lot of hardworking Americans were looking to maybe add a few strategies to their arsenal for saving money, and this book seems to be filling the niche. I had the benefit of a very frugal childhood, but it was one of those wonderfully clever ones in which my parents never really let on they were being frugal. We lived in great neighborhoods, always had terrific food, went to great schools, but I could see from early on that my folks took a tremendous amount of effort in spending their money wisely. So after a couple of decades of those lessons being lovingly pounded into my head, I had that to go on. And then when we decided to start a family, we decided that I was going to stay home with them. It was the only situation that worked best for us. And in doing so, we were cutting our household income by about half. So those early childhood lessons came in rather handy, combined with wonderful modern advances like the internet, made it even easier to save money. So sure enough, we were able to pull it off, and the idea for the book was born and launched, and here we are today.
And if you want to visit Kristen online, the website for the book and for more information is brilliantfrugalliving.com. And you've probably seen Kristen. She's been all over TV and on Fox News and ABC and NBC. And you're right, it really seems to have struck a nerve. And Kristen, just a few years ago, it was sort of looked down upon to be, if you will, cheap. But now being frugal is a good thing. Is there a difference between cheap and frugal?
Oh, that is such a great question. And yes, there definitely is. Cheap will forever and rightly be a rather looked down upon word. Frugal at this point, Burke, is just downright sexy. Frugal means that you're in control. Frugal means that you're living within your means. Frugal is a fantastic example to set for your kids. And when you look at it correctly, frugal is downright environmental. You're not overdoing with the resources that you have. You're living within the resources that you have. And at the end of the day, when you've lived quote-unquote frugally, it's a downright great feeling come the end of the day when you know you've lived within your means, you haven't overstepped your financial bounds, and you know you're going to be set up just fine for the next day. It's all good.
Now, and there are probably lots of folks listening who would love to have one or the other parent as a stay-at-home parent now and think, gosh, that is just not possible. So when you decided to do this and bring it home in 2009, what were the first big surprises that came to you and that you've had to rectify, or are you still trying to work it all out?
Oh, geez, let's see. Well, my beautiful Katie was born in 2004. That was when I first quit corporate America and stayed home.
Okay.
That is such a great question. When we first had me staying at home, of course, there was the wonderful big change of having a baby in the house. But one of the easiest things we realized was, first of all, how easy it was to scale back spending, as well as once I had the time being at home to research less expensive ways to get all these things done that we had normally spent far too much on. For instance, it's such a great question. I'm trying to think of some really good examples. Whenever, regardless of the demographic that I speak to, I also do some workshops and such, also named Brilliant Frugal Living, helping people save money. And regardless of the demographic that I'm speaking with, there are always three big ways in which people would like to save money. They look back on their bills and they say, geez, I wish I spent a little less on that this month. And that is in their food bills, their clothing bills, and their entertainment bills. And when you ask the question, you know, what things really hit us right up front, It was those three expenses that we found not only packed the biggest punch, but were also the easiest to minimize once we put our minds to it. The average family of four, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, spends about $800 a month on food. Amazingly, my husband and I were spending that when we were dual income, no kids. Now that we are a four-person family with one income, we're finding that we spend about $300 a month on food for a family of four. And this is for absolutely the highest quality. No gardening required, thank goodness. You don't want me anywhere near your garden. But it's those kind of tips and tricks that you can employ rather easily that will pack a huge punch in your bottom line, will save tremendous amounts in the thousands of your hard-earned money. And it's just incredibly rewarding to know that very simple strategies can add up huge over the course of a year.
Let's dive into some of these. Food, clothing, and entertainment are the three big categories. So in food, you cut your food expense by more than 50%. Is it really the trips to the restaurant? Is it fast food? What is it that gets most people in their food budget?
Burke, you have hit it so perfectly. It is absolutely heading out. We're all busier than ever. Our productivity is higher than ever, which means that our free time is less than ever. And it's totally understandable. At the end of an exhausted day, the last thing you want to do is feel like you want to stand up to the stove and cook a meal. However, when you put your hard-earned money towards a restaurant meal, the return on it is absolutely dismal. The amount that you pay really does not add up to the money that you're spending and the amount of food that you're getting in return. A couple of very simple steps. You can make the easiest meals in the world in just a matter of minutes and save yourself thousands of dollars. Another big step that we can take. Now, I am the biggest, I'm a huge food snob. I always preface my little lectures by stating that I absolutely will not do with any kind of lesser food. I need the highest quality both in my cupboards and on the table and in front of my kids. That being said, there's no need to go to these marvelous, I like to call them Disney World supermarkets, in which you have the Tuscan murals on the walls and perhaps the lovely little fountains that are coming down across the produce aisles and this kind of thing. They're gorgeous and they're beautiful, and I've never had a complaint. The only problem is that they have to pay for that via higher food prices. I hit on, and something that I love to lecture about in my workshops, it's called a discount gourmet grocery. They are everywhere. The prices are often 50 to 70% off what you'd spend in the normal retail supermarkets. And here's the thing, they don't have much of an advertising budget. You have to seek them out, but once you do, you will find yourself saving thousands of dollars over the course of the year. I go to one near me. And I'm living in a more rural area, so for me to be able to find several near me, it just bespeaks volumes as to how many you'd find perhaps more in the urban centers. Where I go, normally produce can cost maybe $1.50 a pound for a good pound of apples. I spend 78 cents a pound at these stores for absolutely the highest quality, the exact same produce, and I'm saving easily $1,000 a year on produce alone at these discount gourmet groceries compared to the larger chains. So it's those kind of small purchases done on a weekly basis that pack an enormous punch at the end of the year.
And Kristen, what about the big box stores when it comes to groceries, the Sam's Clubs, the Costco's? Is that always a better deal?
It is a fantastic deal. I hold cards to all three of them. There's BJ's, there's Sam's, and there's Costco. Now, BJ's and Sam's are both rather close to me. Costco is about an hour away, but I used to go there rather frequently when I worked in corporate America. One was very close to my offices. BJ's and Sam's Clubs are enormous assets. When you have cards to those clubs, you will find that the annual fee is maybe around $50 a year, if I recall. It's easily taken care of with just a couple of trips. What you want to do, and the stories that make me chuckle every time I do one of my workshops, is when people say, yeah, I love going to these warehouse stores, but I go there for apples and a loaf of bread, and I walk out with a year's worth of coffee filters and a sofa, like somehow just kind of making its way out to my car. And that's the kind of thing you want to kind of beware of and kind of school yourself, or bring a buddy if you have to, bring one of your shopping buddies to make sure that everybody keeps an eye on each other. But those warehouse stores are wonderful to have for saving money. It's an absolute asset that you can't do without.
And probably to head in with a list makes all the difference in the world when doing your food shopping.
Yes, and then remember the list. I myself do these detailed lists, and they stay at home as I drive away from the house. I completely forget them at least half the time.
That's great. Brilliant Frugal Living is the topic. It's fantastic. And the website for Kristen is brilliantfrugalliving.com. When we come back, Kristen, I want to hit you up for some tips on saving money on clothing and entertainment. Can you hang out for just a sec?
Absolutely.
Back with more right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com. And experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show, our number 718-506-1944. Kristen Hagopian, I'm sorry, Kristen, is the author of Brilliant Frugal Living. The book is easy to remember. The last name to pronounce, not so much, but the tips are priceless. We talked about how to save money on food. Let's get into clothing and entertainment. So in clothing shopping, especially if you're a mom or a dad, this is something you got to do on a regular basis as the kids grow up, and you can spend enormous amounts of money. So give me some tips.
It is such a great category to talk about, Burke. I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes, clothing especially. Now, when I was in the corporate sector, clothing, of course, took on a life of its own as you needed to update a wardrobe, and you had very little time to do it, so I'd dash out, buy something retail, and pat myself on the back if I got it for 10% off retail. Now that I have kids, you touch on the very funny point that, yes, I think my children have taken it to an Olympic sport level trying to run through their clothes. That, and I can practically hear them growing some days, so absolutely true. You want to stay on top of that. There are two wonderful assets that anybody around here, anybody within your wonderful listening audience can allocate in order to take down their clothing budget considerably. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average household spends about 5% of their income on clothing. So easily it can run into the thousands of dollars for a lot of households. Our household used to be very similar. Now we have a family of four. My husband is in corporate America. He takes on that business casual wardrobe. He's got that going on. I am a stay-at-home, work-from-home mom, I should say. I've got a lot of speaking engagements that I like to stay on top of. And I've got two, you know, Category 5 hurricanes disguised as kids. We spent $350 on clothing last year, and that took care of clothing for all of us, for all the various roles that we fill, with two simple assets. One, for the kids, I hit Craigslist, of all things, to find clothing for them. I could hit the local thrift stores. We have some meticulously run thrift stores around here that I adore, but I found it to be even faster for my kids to go onto Craigslist.com, for your listeners that are unaware of who don't quite know much about that right now. Go on to Craigslist.com. You'll find cities all over the country. Tap into the one closest to you and do a couple of keywords. For me, for my daughter, I would do size 7T girls clothing, perhaps a couple of brand names, Gap, Children's Place. And sure enough, even in my more rural area, with a couple of keystrokes, I found, I'd say no fewer than 10 very close by, people, households living close by, in which they have exactly what I'm looking for. I just did this for both of my kids. I have a son who's about to turn 4, and my daughter's about to turn 7. I got 75 pieces of clothing, not including winter coats, swimsuits, shoes, boots, and sandals. I'm just talking about pieces of clothing like shorts and skirts and everything else. 75 pieces of clothing plus all the extras for $65 total. And all of these pieces of clothing were in outstanding condition, in just the right sizes, and stopping off at two people's homes very close by, I was able to take care of it in minutes online. If any of your listeners are hard-pressed for time, as many of us are, and hard-pressed for cash, that's just the way to go.
Craigslist I would never have thought of, and that's fabulous. So $350 for the entire year for clothing and entertainment. Lots of us need a break occasionally. We want to hit a movie. We want to go to a play or maybe an amusement park with the kids. Are there ways that you can save money on your entertainment without just staying home all the time?
A fantastic question, and yes, you certainly can. For your favorite movies, hit the library of all places. It's time to unleash that inner library geek again, my friends. Where it used to cost $50 easily for a family to go out and hit the local movie theater, it can be such fun. I'm the first to admit it. But those $50, you know, per outing, they add up. Hit your local library where you'll find all your favorite DVDs for $1.50. You'll get them for days on end. You could easily hang on to them for a while. Come home, make a few snacks, and enjoy having that $50 in the bank instead. It's oftentimes very, very rewarding. When it comes to the other things, you were talking about the amusement parks and everything else, hit eBay, hit Craigslist again, and you'll find we have a place called Dutch Wonderland out here near us. And oftentimes on Craigslist, people who have perhaps year-long passes will perhaps sell a ticket or two off of that when they don't need it, when they're out of town, and you can get it for much less that way. You'll be amazed how many opportunities are online for people looking to show their family some fun and yet save money at the same time.
And one last question. This is an email from Martha listening in Washington State. She wants to know your thoughts on couponing with TV shows like Extreme Couponing being so popular now. Are you a coupon person, and do they help?
Hi, Martha. That's a fantastic question. Thank you. I know many people who have taken couponing to an art form, and I am dazzled at their antics. I've seen those shows once or twice as well, and I find myself more amused than impressed because as much as their efforts, they are just pouring themselves into this lifestyle. I see them purchasing things that maybe wouldn't benefit a family as much as you'd like. I myself do not coupon. A coupon has not passed through my fingers in years. I find them. I find they're oftentimes for prepackaged, preprocessed foods that I don't really put in my table very often. I find that some people love it and adore it and have a great time with the couponing and show me receipts where easily they take half off what would have been paid instead. For those of you who are enjoying the couponing, stick with it by all means. I myself do not coupon, and I still manage to spend $300 a month for very high-quality food for the family. If you find that you yourself are not a couponer, for your other listeners out there, no worries. You can still pare down that bill tremendously. For those of you who are couponing, stick with it if you like it. Stick with it if you love it, and when you see the savings, absolutely. Take pride in it. It's all good.
It's just phenomenal advice. $300 a month for your food budget, $350 a year for clothing. And Kristen and Brilliant Frugal Living, what's going to happen next in this empire that you've begun? What's your next step?
Well, right now I'm very much enjoying doing a tremendously exploding motivational lecture circuit. I find myself going up and down the East Coast. I'm heading out to the Midwest in the not-too-distant future, speaking with colleges, speaking with corporations, private groups, universities, and they're all wondering how to do more with less. It's a fantastic attitude. It's a very proactive attitude, and I'm delighted to be of service, so that should be a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on all your success. And if you'd like to visit Kristen online to pick up those tips, the website is brilliantfrugalliving.com. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for the invite.
Great ways to save money for your summer from the Burke Allen Show. Thank you for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.